Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Oh, Chris Martin, they were absolutely having an affair. Sound courtesy of the Coldplay concert a couple days ago. Halfway home here on a Payday Friday, it's Spadoni, it's Chasky, it's the Morning Roast. We've been all over the place, but in a good way. We've been talking some Coldplay concert. We've been talking some Giants second half as they are back underway post-All-Star break against the Blue Jays in Toronto. Justin Verlander on the bump. We also have to get back into our best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century, Joe.
Yay!
It's a quarter century mark here, 25 years in, and prior to that, we had some big ones, obviously. You know, Joe versus Steve, all of it, the immaculate deception, reception, the catch, all of it. We've had a lot of Bay Area sports topics, and in this bracket, we've had Jimmy and Brock. Are they elite quarterbacks? We've had the Barry Zito contract. We've had Alex Smith versus Aaron Rodgers, the Kevin Durant saga. Oh, and by the way, the Draymond Green, Jordan Poole punch, just to name a few. So are you ready to dive back into some more of these?
Yeah, we got to fly through these because this bracket is large.
It is. It's large and in charge, some might say. Kind of like Nikola Jokic's brother. Very large. And I guess he is at Summer League right now. And Jokic obviously is not anywhere to be seen, but just his Jokic's brother is just sitting there, just hanging out.
Oh.
Have you ever seen him in person? Nikola Jokic's brother?
No.
He looks like the mountain from Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me. So does Jokic.
I'm serious. Like, I saw him at the All-Star game. I actually thought it was the mountain from Game of Thrones. He's the biggest human being I've ever seen.
I think his name is so sick. Actually, not Jokic's brother, but the mountain, the actor's name is Hafþór Bjornsson, and he's like a world strong man, but it's such a badass name. I mean, come on. You messing with that guy? No, you're not. We're going to get
into pop dude's melon. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. You can say it now. Spoiler. It's like a decade ago. Pedro Pascal.
I'm tired. You know, I'm really over this whole, like, you can't say it. You can't stop. There's so much stuff going on right now. Like in terms of like media, you can do whatever you want. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones by now, that's a you problem.
I'm just going to tell the people that haven't seen it, just stop after season 5.
Could you imagine in sports if we came on the next day? Don't tell me what happened in the fourth quarter.
That's different. It's live. There's different aspects to this. Live programming, you have to react to the day after. Always. Shout out to those watching live.
It's ridiculous.
On YouTube right now, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I also wanted to say something real quick. Congratulations to our very own Mark Willard on getting married to the lovely Christy.
Oh,
that happened. Let's go. Need a clap. I saw that on social media. If it's social official, I think it's okay for me to say, right? Right? He's a public figure. We're good. Congratulations, Mark, Christy, both of your families, reuniting your families now. That's awesome. So congratulations to them if they're listening. I hope they're not, because they should be having fun right now. And I hope they are. By the way, Christopher in Santa Rosa won the day pass to Outside Lands today. So congrats to Christopher in Santa Rosa as well for winning.
I have two rules in life.
Bill Maher, new rules.
When it comes to weddings and gifts, have I told you guys these before?
No. What is it? You have a lot of rules, by the way. I'm just now noticing.
No, these are my rules.
Don't invite you during Memorial Day for your wedding.
I mean, I'm not coming.
Just leave you alone.
Don't expect me to take a day off of work to go to your wedding. Like, no, not going to happen. But no, I have two rules. Number one, if it's your second marriage and I went to your first one, I'm not getting you a second gift.
That's fine.
That's number one. If you're over 40, I'm also not getting you a gift. I'm not. I'm not. No. If you're wedding gifts are for young kids who haven't gotten their stuff together. They need, you know, obviously culinary stuff for the kitchen, or maybe you want to throw them some money or whatever to start their marriage. If you're over 40, I'm telling you, these are my algorithms. If you're over 40, I'm not getting you a gift.
Mark and Christy, if you're listening, Chasky is out on helping you at all or giving
you
anything.
No, I'm happy for them. That doesn't mean I don't have love for them.
Yeah,
I'm happy for the situation.
Your pocketbook's happy too.
He doesn't need $100 from Chasky.
This might have to be a this or that.
What is it? It's just don't, certain age, you can't get gifts.
Yeah, do you get a gift for someone for their wedding if they're over 40?
I don't. That's just my personal belief. Like, I'm happy for you. I'm not, I'm having a hard time too at my age. When you're 27, when you're 33, I'll throw you some money. I'll get you a gift. If you're 46 and you get married for the first time, I'm not getting you a gift.
Why?
Because you've had plenty of runway to have your life in order.
Well, clearly they didn't leading up to that point, and they finally got their life in order.
No, that's different. That's called relationships. No, I'm talking about when you're getting someone something, it's to like, here, you're starting your journey together. And you're already who you are in your 40s.
Just get him a bottle of wine. God.
You don't bring bottles of wine to a wedding. That is, no, that's not.
You don't. You deliver it to them because you weren't invited to the wedding, or you didn't make the wedding.
Well, if I'm not invited to the wedding, you're not getting a gift.
Well, it might have just been
pretty obvious.
Might have just been family only. You're not a family. You're not a family member.
No, then I'm not getting you a gift.
Okay, then fair enough. But he's our coworker.
No, I'm happy for him.
Fine. I'm gonna get him. I actually have.
I'm happy for them.
I'm happy for New Vodka as well. Maybe that sponsored the wedding too. So shout out New Vodka because I hear there's their ads all the time. Willard and Steiny, sneakily, might be the greatest duo when it comes to doing commercials here at the station.
There are some people that I know in this particular market, like that have been married like 4 or 5 times. That are on air. And I'm like, you don't get 4 or 5 wedding gifts. Like, no, like, dude, I got you one. It didn't work. Oh, that sucks. Good luck on the next one. I'm not getting you a second one.
Well, that's when you ask, like,
hey, I mean, I'm sorry. Hey guys, I have wedding gifts we haven't even opened. I got married 15 years ago.
Hey guys, you know that mixer I got you since you're getting divorced now? Can I have that back?
No, you don't ask for it back. No, that's ridiculous.
No. But it's like old school. Remember,
that's where I
remember Frank the Tank.
I remember
Frank the Tank trying to give Mitch the toaster. He keeps trying to give back.
Yeah, that's called regifting. That's regifting. That's totally different.
So I was just watching it. It's on Netflix right now. So I was just watching old school. It's still just so damn good. Vince Vaughn in his bag. 888-957-9570.
It's like my brother just had a recent party for the little guy, right? And he's like, dude, these kids have so many gifts. Don't get them anything. Do not bring a gift.
No.
Right? And that's kind of where I'm at. Like, if you're in your 40s, like, and you got married for the first time and you're one of my family members, I'm so happy for you. I'm not getting you a gift.
No, toys are like, it's too much. It's too much. I don't have the surface area. They take up too much space. They're going to play with it 2 times and get over it. And then give them what? It's just going to be there taking up space.
Exactly.
And it's the worst. And then what are you going to learn, Joe, with when it comes to LJ? You keep getting older. You got to be sneaky about getting rid of the toys, all right?
So I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So when they're at school, when they're sleeping, you have to be selective about which ones he's no longer playing with anymore. And Michelle's going to try to be sentimental with this stuff. This is where you got to be the heartless one.
Dog, I already got a plastic bag and I just be taking stuff out of the house all the time.
You got to go Kanye West heartless on their ass and just start taking the big stuff that they're no longer playing with. It's taking up a lot of space. And whether it's on Buy Nothing, which is like stuff where you can just give away for kids that, you know, need the gift or trying to re-gift or whatever you're trying to do, or Facebook Marketplace, if you think you can get some value of it, just slide it on there real quick. I don't know if Michelle's on there.
I'm telling you, I'm going to die on this hill. You're 59 years old. You get married for the first time. I'm not giving you $150. Like, I'm sorry. I don't think I could do it with a good conscience. No.
Married for the first time at 59.
I'm just throwing numbers. I tell you, after 40, that's the line of demarcation for me.
888-957-9570.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but if you think about it, you guys all kind of, you're nodding your head and you agree.
I mean,
Carter does agree. 650,
it's Sausalito Shasky from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line. 650, add to that list, if they make more money than me, no gift. Destination wedding? There you go. No, for sure, destination wedding, I'm not getting you a gift. I had to spend the airfare to get there.
Absolutely.
I'm not getting you anything.
I think that goes without saying, though, does it not?
I am Tyrion. If we go Game of Thrones.
Like, etiquette-wise, yes. I think it kind of goes without saying.
Correct. I am Tyrion Lannister in this scenario. I am the gift. Me showing up is your gift in this situation. My best friend got married in
Hawaii. Everybody, Spadoni showed up.
That's right. Woo!
Thank God. What a gift. Thank God he's here.
I got to stay.
Hey, move over. I know you're part of the wedding party. That's Spadoni's table next to the bride and groom.
I was the best man.
And do you walk around to each table and say, hey, thank you for coming to see me at this wedding?
I my best friend actually say, Joe's on the radio in San Francisco. I was like, oh, Keenan, he didn't have to say that, but thank you. 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast, Monday through Friday.
And this is where people, like, they'll say things like, well, just get him anything. I've been given crappy gifts. I'd rather not get one. It's actually like, get me the wine stopper from the flea market down the street, because I had someone do that to me.
What's the worst wedding gift you can get?
Oh, I'm telling you what it is. A wine stopper from the flea market at the Russian River Safeway, where they're literally selling things. That's what we got. And to this day, my wife brings it up, because I'm not going to say which one of my family members did it. And it's like, it's etched in her brain. And I'm with her. I'm like, you know what? She's right.
At least they got you something.
No, I would have rather had nothing. I would have rather had nothing, because we're not even keeping a log anyway.
Oh my God. No, I'm trying to think of worst wedding gifts to get. It's anything that I have to, like, maintain going forward. So, like, people that get, like, orchids or, like, money plants or something, like, no, don't get me anything that's living, first of all. Do not do that. I'm out on that.
A good orchid could be a beautiful gift.
No, it requires maintenance and me to, like, pay attention.
Okay.
No, give me a gift card or give me some cash. That's it, quite frankly. And that's why they have registries. And the worst thing to do is bring a gift when there was a wedding registry. And they bring the...
Give me a gift card or give me cash.
Yeah, just give me cash.
Money.
No, like, thank you for the thoughtful gift. I think gift cards are the lowest form of gift giving.
Why?
Because it takes zero...
Give me an Amazon gift card, I will be happy as hell.
I love you so much. Here's an Amazon gift card.
Yes. And then you know what? I'm going to tell you what I got, which is probably golf related. I got a bunch of balls or something. And it's like, hey, Shasky, thank you for buying my balls. There you go. Stop. Come on. Don't let me hang in something like that.
I'm not meeting you there.
Stop. Come on.
Why do you do that to yourself?
I didn't do anything.
Walk down and let's get into this Bay Area sports topics.
All right. Real quick, before we get into the current topics we have yet to get to, do we have the update from the previous topics last couple days, Carter?
We do indeed.
All right. So, starting off with what you and Evan started a couple days ago, we had our Jimmy/Brock elite quarterbacks going up against the Barry Zito contract.
Jimmy G won that 68.5% to Barry Zito's 31.5%.
I know what you said. Thank you, Carter.
Somebody put in the YouTube chat, of course Spadoni doesn't want a living plant. He can't even maintain his own feet. I thought that was a genius comment.
My feet are pristine. They are gorgeous. Of all the feet at this station, mine are the prettiest. I can make the most money off of them if we start an OnlyFans here. I'm making the most money off my feet alone.
Just get into the topics.
All right. So Jimmy OnlyFans. Brock, elite quarterbacks, advanced.
Jimmy advanced.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So now we had Alex Smith or Aaron Rodgers going up against the KD Saga.
Who advanced?
Partner. Who advanced there?
KD Saga with about 80%.
Wow.
That's, I think, recency bias, but also Kevin Durant's just so polarizing.
No, KD's there, dude.
So it's going to be KD.
You just say KD.
KD versus Jimmy/Brock as elite quarterbacks. That's a good one.
That's a great matchup.
Okay. And then
that's 95.7 The Game. If we were rewriting history of the last 7 years, it would be... Two of those would be in there.
The Battle of the Bastards. Mac Jones or Trey Lance, and this was yesterday, going up against the Tuck Rule.
Tuck Rule won in a landslide, didn't it?
Not a landslide, but 62.7% Tuck Rule.
Okay fair Tuck enough. Rule? That was a big one. All right, so Tuck Rule advances in that bracket.
And then what about Mad Bum Dirt Bike versus Draymond and the Punch?
This was an absolute landslide. The Punch got 97.5%.
Sponsored by Hawaiian.
So we got the Tuck Rule going up against the Draymond Punch. That's going to be a good one. In the meantime, let's go to the opposite bracket of that one, Joe. And let's start off with moving off Bruce Bochy. And again, this is the best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century. We did a bracket. We're going head to head here. So we got moving off Bruce Bochy as a San Francisco Giant going up against the Oakland A's moving. Wow. That's a juicy one. Let's start off with just Bruce Bochy as a topic, Joe. I don't think there is a more beloved head coach/manager of this century than him here in the Bay Area. Say what you will about Steve Kerr. He's got more titles than Bruce Bochy, He's definitely not more loved than Bochy is, though. There is something different and special about one Bruce Bochy. And when he left, it was definitely like a changing of the guard here with Farhan, the new regime. They're going to do this money ball kind of a thing. Like, it was an ending of an era when Bruce Bochy officially left. And tough shoes to fill, Gabe Kapler and Bob Melvin and whoever comes back here going forward, even post Bob Melvin. We'll see.
There's only one guy in the history of this market who even comes close in terms of one of your first big moves was to get rid of a legend, and everyone wants to like riot the gates with pitchforks. Mm-hmm. Parag Marate telling Bill Walsh, we don't need you as an advisor in 2003, 2004. And Farhan Zaidi coming in and basically saying, yeah, I think I can do better than Bruce Bochy. It's one of the dumbest things you could do. Like, talk about read the room. We talk a lot about his lack of emotional intelligence. He might be book smart intelligent, but he doesn't understand people. Farhan Zaidi really came into this market and was like, yeah, biggest problem with this team is that guy managing. Mm. And here, while I'm at it, not only does he need to go, I'm going to bring in Gabe Kapler.
Yikes. And I liked Gabe as a person.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. He came on this show. We interviewed him. He's a great guy. You had so much. You have revisionist history about how happy you were to interview Gabe Kapler.
Well, that's different. No, that's called.
That's literally what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
but that just because I like to interview someone doesn't mean that I.
Why did you like to interview him?
What?
Why did you like to interview him?
Well, because I found him to be ridiculous.
Exactly. That's part of it. As a person, I actually enjoyed talking to the guy. But as a manager, he left a lot to be desired.
I think he's extremely fake and disingenuous and curated. But I think it makes a great interview. Those are two different things
for me. Okay,
you
can feel that way. I don't want to just ether the guy on the way out of here. I thought Gabe Kapler was a good person. I just don't think he was a great manager. That's
well, no, both of those are true.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But Bruce Bochy, as we're trying to gas up Bruce Bochy by tearing down others, Bochy was everything. He was a personable person. You could just ask him anything. He's going to give you something or he's going to give you nothing, but he's going to do it with Bruce Bochy here. Just, he was like your grandpa.
He's right? Godfather.
He's the godfather. He was like your grandpa that you could just talk to all the time, right? And he's got the big melon. He got angry. And what I loved about Boch, and he'll tell you this first and foremost, we all think he was a go-with-your-gut guy, but he'd be the first to tell you, he's like, yeah, I didn't like when people thought that of me because I actually did use a lot of the numbers. I actually was more cerebral and calculated than a lot of you thought I was, but he balanced it in such a way where you felt like he was going with his gut. No, he was using everything. Just made the right decisions. The guy was a maestro when it came to the bullpen. It was always on display, Joe, for everyone to see. In the National League, it was the Giants here in the Bay, and the American League was the A's, and it was Bob Melvin in the playoffs making all the wrong decisions with the bullpen, and it was Bruce Bochy making all the right decisions with the bullpen or pinch hitting.
They've been a franchise since 1860. It's John McGraw, it's Bruce Bochy.
Yep.
I mean, that's literally it. They had some really good managers prior. Roger Craig was a good one. You know, people like Frank Robinson for a time being. Obviously, you know, having Dusty Baker, he was awesome for the Giants for so many years. And Felipe up and down, but he won a couple divisions. So, you know, it's, or won a division. Bochy is, no one will be Walsh. He's as close to Walsh in the sense that we're actually going to continue to elevate his status long after he's been here.
What I'll say with Bruce Bochy is he is on the short list of greatest managers / coaches of my lifetime. Now, I've been on this earth 32 years, so that only goes so far, but I'm just sticking to baseball. It's him, Tony La Russa, Joe Torre, and I think those are the top three.
Tito Francona.
Yeah, he's up there. That's not bad, but I'm going those three over Tito still. And Tito's great. He's awesome. And he took the Cleveland team to the World Series.
Everyone's going to roll their eyes at La Russa, but he had such a long run. He was so good. But here's the thing with La Russa. He should have won three in a row.
He should have.
You know, like I. But show me a manager that coached a long time, and I'll show you a bunch of horrible losses.
And the fact that he did get to three straight World Series, I think, is an accomplishment in and of itself. Like,
well,
that's pretty incredible. Like, in today's day, that just doesn't happen, too.
Yeah, so. But if this was in today's day, we would be having different conversations about him.
Well, he'd be the Kyle Shanahan, right? But Kyle Shanahan hasn't even won one. So, I mean, Dave Roberts, kind of a comparison, but...
I think a lot about, like, had Bochy managed the Dodgers over this last 13 years that the Dodgers have been on top. I bet they have four championships.
Wow. Maybe. God, Talk about punch in the gut if he's wearing Dodger blue.
It's horrible.
Oh my God.
And I think the fact that he went to the Texas Rangers immediately and won one right away, that one is tough to swallow. So, you know, moving off of Bochy is, I think it's always one that just makes you angry.
Mm. Is there a possibility he can come back at one point? I'm just saying.
I'm always gonna hold out hope. If I told you right now, hey, Bob Melvin, you know, whatever, the Giants get into the playoffs, but you know, they lose, right? They get into the playoffs and lose. Like that would be a good year. And all of a sudden, for whatever reason, Bruce Bochy's like, you know what? Not feeling Texas anymore. We're going pure hypotheticals. And he picked up the phone and called Buster Posey. I would trade things to go get Bruce Bochy back.
I think Buster would too. I think Buster, what he owes and vice versa, they owe each other in their careers. It's going from a catcher that was a manager and vice versa. Like, yes, 1,000 times yes. I'm doing whatever I can to bring back Bruce Bochy. I don't care that the vote of confidence picking up the option.
Can we also, though, and I'm not trying to defend Farhan, but I will say this. I think Bruce needed a little reset.
I think he needs some time off. I mean, there were some health concerns there, was there not?
Like, he was stubborn in how he managed the team. Yes, yeah. There was health concerns.
Yes.
But I'm talking about if you watch the way he handled the bullpens, and I don't think the bullpens were great. He was like a move late and a day short over and over and over again. There was a legitimate argument Dave Roberts was running circles around him.
And there was
terms of management,
and it coincided kind of with the end of Bumgarner a little bit there too, where it truly felt like a turning of the tide with everything. Now you still had your Crawfords, you still had obviously Buster Posey, but it felt like, God, this is it. It's kind of over.
Very much like Kerr at the end. It felt like he was obsessed with the vets.
Yeah.
McCutcheon and, obviously Longoria's and all those guys. Like they kept doubling down on how old they were.
Right. No, for sure. 888-957-9570. It's the best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century. We got Giants moving off Bruce Bochy going up against the A's moving. And we're going to pick up that second part of that, the A's move.
That's just sad to me.
It is sad, but it's a topic that just never went away and constantly.
It's still not away.
It's still not away. They've moved, and yet are we believing and buying that they're actually finally going to go to Vegas at any point? We saw, the ceremonial shovel in the dirt. Shout out our boy Townie. And Dallas Braden was down there and everything. But like, I still don't know. And it's just everything that's gone on in Oakland too. The fact that the Warriors left, they're still in the Bay, but they're in San Francisco, and people that live and are from Oakland, from the East Bay, feel some type of way about it, obviously. Now the argument would be that they started in San Francisco, then moved to Oakland and back and forth. But the fact of the matter is the Warriors are still here in the Bay Area, and you can go across the bridge and go to a game. That's important, right? Like, had the Raiders not left and they stayed and played at Levi Stadium like the league kind of wanted them to, they built it with two teams in mind. That's what they did, right? So, like, had the Raiders stayed here, it'd be kind of like a Jets-Giants situation where they both play at the same place. Do we feel some type of way about that? I don't know. But the fact that the A's are just in Sacramento and they've been flirting with so long, whether it was Fremont, whether it was San Jose, oh, the Giants, they're not letting us move. It's been an exhausting topic. And I do think exhaustion is part of the reason why we just kind of moved on from it, Joe.
I think it's sad. Right? Really long, sad saga.
But when something that sad drags on for so long, it becomes kind of like a, I'm numb to it sort of thing.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I'm sick of hearing from politicians.
Yes.
I'm sick of hearing from Dave Cavill, even though he's no longer affiliated with
Cavill's
the team.
Cavill's gone, yep.
I'm sick of hearing, not hearing from John Fisher. Yep. Just the whole thing. And it's just... It's just an exhausting exercise. And I feel like when I first came to this station, you and I were doing A's postgame shows.
You and Townie and Lucas Alexander fight on millennial problems, baby.
You know, and I don't know, man. The A's moving, that topic, I don't think it's ever going to go away until there are multiple years into Vegas.
So we got moving off Bruce Bochy, going up against the A's moving right now in our best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century. 888-957-9570. You can weigh in there or on social. You can vote on these as well at 957 The Game on Twitter. We got that up. So we'll divulge more of the best Bay Area sports topics on the other side as well. Plus, do we have a special guest at 9 o'clock, Joey?
Yeah, I think the 9:30. I think the mayor of San Francisco is going to be coming.
Oh, that's
in.
A big deal.
Well, you know, couple years. You know, the mayor's trying to get this All-Star game here.
Okay.
So, want to pick his brain on that.
So we got potentially.
And he went to the Jimmy Butler coffee shop. Want to ask him about that?
We'll get into that on the other side, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.